This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Jim McTague, reporting from the Lancaster County of Pennsylvania, the best county in the state, especially watching the future economy, the present economy, and remains of the past economy from Lancaster. Jim, a very good evening to you. We begin immediately with your report on the data centers that are planned for Lancaster County. Two, taking over the grounds of the former R.R. Donnelly book printers, now to be converted into massive data centers for the needs of artificial intelligence. You tell me one is started construction or detonation or destruction. Where is it? And then some details about it. Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. Yeah, the first one is a smaller property. It's in Lancaster City in an industrial park, and they're demolishing three quarters of the building to build a new structure to house a data center. They expect the construction to be completed and the plant to be operational by the summer of 2027, assuming no major delays. They haven't really announced any plans for the larger property yet. So, maybe they're not going to put all their eggs in one basket at this point. But it's a major advance for Lancaster County. It brings us into the 21st century because we really didn't have a computer segment to our economy until these data centers were announced.
All right. Two things you must have for data centers: water and electricity. What is your source of electricity in the area?
Yeah, we have the hydroelectric, the Conewago Dam, and we also have Three Mile Island, the nuclear plant, which, they're restarting the unit that melted down. And this data center has contracts with both Three Mile Island, it has a contract with the dam. It's pre-purchased electricity, so it's guaranteed electricity from the dam. I think Amazon or one of the other big companies has already booked all the electricity from the new nuclear plant at Three Mile Island.
I think it's Microsoft. That was the announcement earlier in the year. Now we go to the most vital part, water, pure, good, drinkable water. What is the source for your part of the county?
It's called the Conewago River. It's pretty much a big creek. But we have a lot of water in the county, and it's ample to supply us and the new data centers.
And it comes into your miles from the data center. You say that it's Lancaster City, so you're all going to get the same water source. Is it underground pipes? Is that how it comes in?
It'll come in by underground pipes.
It's absolutely vital for the data centers because they have to be cooled all the time. The machines are too hot. All right, let's leave the future. Let's come to the present. There's a jobs fair in Lancaster County. I remember one from 2 years ago that was mobbed. How is it today, Jim?
Well, it's going to take place in the first week of October, and there are only 60 employers featured, and three of those employers are actually employment services, so I back them out. It's much weaker than in the past. Most of the participants are service companies, nursing homes, home nursing, hospital systems in need of nurses. A lot of the manufacturers are not showing up. The one notable exception is direct cable from Denver, Pennsylvania. It's a homegrown, it's a county-grown company. It makes all kinds of cable for electronics and power companies. And they also have a warehouse right next to one of the new data centers. So I surmise they're hiring people because of the data centers, but I haven't heard back from the company, so I can't say that with assurance.
My memory is that the jobs fair you attended, 24, 23, was overrun with students from Thaddeus Stevens Technical School, the one nearby you. They're still in high demand, to your knowledge. Is that correct?
Correct. Mainly by, HVAC companies. The employers go directly to the school. So maybe they don't have to go to the job fair like they did in the past. I just think the absence of so many manufacturers is a sign that the economy is weakening, that hiring is weakening.
All right, let's go shopping. First of all, Costco.
Yeah, Costco, amazing. I pull in on a Monday morning at 11 o'clock. I need gasoline. Usually I have to wait behind, you know, 10 cars. I pulled right up to the pump. The people there who tell me they usually sell 30,000 gallons of gas a day said they don't know where all the people went. There was no way they were going to make 30,000. I went into the store. It was very light. It's a sign to me that the consumers are staying home. They're pinching pennies.
At the restaurants, that is not the case you've been reporting for some weeks. I remember we did one last week. There was seafood on the Susquehanna that was mobbed or something like that. Dockside Willie's. How are they this week?
Well, I didn't go to Dockside Willie's. I went to the Linden Diner in East Petersburg, Pennsylvania, which is a famous diner because that's where all the politicians stopped during campaign season because generally it's so crowded. A waitress there who has been there 5 years told me that for the past 2 weeks, the customers have virtually disappeared. Hardly anybody is showing up. She said she's talked to chefs and waitresses at other diners, and she's hearing the same story. And kind of, this is maybe a coincidence, but a very popular restaurant, the Iron Hill Brewery, part of a 16-restaurant chain, the Iron Hill, which had a restaurant across from the campus of Franklin and Marshall College, declared bankruptcy and closed up all 16 locations suddenly. This tells me that the conventional wisdom that we're going to skirt a recession is totally wrong, because I think restaurants are the canary in the coal mine. They're the first sign that consumers are seriously retreating when they lose business that quickly.
The growth in America is attached to the big companies, the Mag 7 and artificial intelligence. That signals why the data centers have moved into Lancaster County. They're anticipating the future demand. But your measure is about the economy on Main Street. And you see it slowing now. What happens next, Jim, if it starts to slow?
Well, we're going to pick up the paper and we're going to read about layoffs. And, you know, suddenly it's going to be fast. It's going to be furious. And, you know, the old saw about the economy being like a giant ship and it's hard to turn it around. That's going to be the case. I think Washington is going to be in panic mode. I predict that we'll see a recession easily by December and Christmas season, and it's going to be deeply painful.
This is what, despite the Federal Reserve reduction in interest rates, correct? 20 seconds.
I mean, that'll reduce the costs for some businesses, but what good are reducing costs if you don't have customers?
Jim McTague, reporting from Lancaster County, the best county in Pennsylvania. Data centers in the future, recession in the present, ? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.